Yes, ma'am. My name is Casey Jenkins. And we just moved here from Dallas, and my wife doesn't mind, but I have a foot fetish that you would not believe.
Cops are calling it Jenkum, or the human waste drug.
And I've got more money than I should have.
Even if the sky is falling down, I know there will be safe and sound.
You need to be aware that kids are calling it by the more popular slang term, butthead.
But I'd like to pay these ladies $500 to be able to lick their feet if they have pretty feet. That was good. I've never had anybody disappointed or say, you know, report me or anything. Especially the married ones, because they never put their feet in it. But, ma'am, I have got to meet up with somebody right away and let their feet. I'm running on empty here. I'm running on full, let me say that. I'm full, and I need to unload. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'd like to make some food. I would love to see if I can get them naked from the waist down. Oh, I need some good things. Especially the back. Oh, I'd like to eat that ball. I think they're so good after a long day. Oh, I love it. But ma'am, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to get that graphic. Anyway, I'll stop by and meet up. Me and my wife. She's a beautiful woman. All right, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Sorry I got so graphic. Bye-bye.
I'm going to crank the gain a little bit more.
Yeah, you should crank it all right.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
So what is this? You're testing a new mic? Is that the thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the mic that everyone has, the SM7B.
The podcasters favorite mic thing.
Pretty, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah.
And it adds listeners and subscribers to the show. Is that how that works?
That's what I was told by the nice man at sweetwater.com.
Sweetwater.
Yeah, it's kind of like
Sweetwater.
It's a monkey's paw situation, though. It also adds, some of the listeners are pedophiles, unfortunately. So
just a bunch of guys with diabetes who are into sound equipment.
Sorry to veer right into this topic 15 seconds into this, but that you saying that reminded me of there's a post that was post like that video of Greg where he was using his like shitty webcam that had like no sound except for static when his phone was broken. And anyway, long story short, someone commented on it, this like pedophile Instagram account, and said cute.
Oh, great.
To Greg.
Oh,
wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, kind of like a Wigger Dane adjacent.
Yeah, people have said that he's a pedophile. And then you got him, he canceled his, he deleted his account
deleted
after
his
you spoke
subscription.
To him.
Subscription, yeah.
He deleted his Instagram subscription after Kevin got a hold of him.
I just made up a lie and he immediately deleted it. I said he molested Tony G.
But, I mean, he's got a guilty conscience, right? He's got to.
For sure.
Wigger Dane posting a picture of him, like, with the back of his pants stuffed with a water bottle, and he's like, I'm not even fully pedophilic right now. I don't know if I could ever really fully molest anyone due to the drugs/depression.
All the drugs I've done /depression. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the quote of, who's the football coach? Jerry Sandusky.
John Madden.
John Madden, yeah. He was
boom, don't tell your parents.
there are quotes of him on his Wikipedia. I think I mentioned this before, of the police interrogation, and they're really funny. He's like, the interrogator is like, so, you know, do you like, you know, kids, something like that? And he's like, you know, I like spending time around kids. Like, I love kids, but I don't like love them that way. I just kind of love them in a normal way.
It's more of a lust. Yeah, I can't love anymore. My heart's been broken too many times. John Madden, pedophile John Madden would do like a like a child turducken, where he's like, you put an 8-year-old inside of a 7-year-old inside of a 12-year-old. And then you molest them all.
Well, like a Russian nesting doll.
Yeah.
Russian molesting doll.
Right.
Are Russians
molesters?
I wonder. Yeah. I mean, no, I know they're molesters. Are they, are they pedophiles specifically? Like, I'm sure they molest in the way that like they take child brides and things. Like all the oligarchs have like little baby valet brides, but like,
yeah.
Do you think they, I feel like it's too cold.
You think so?
Be pedophiles.
Maybe. Yeah, they're not. Yeah. The blood's not flowing all the way to the tip.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Pedophilia is more warm climate activity. It's more somewhere of a summer activity.
Yeah, right. Need one of those heat maps that shows pedophiles by country.
It is fun if you go and we do look up. You can look up like the sex offender maps and just see how many live near you.
Oh yeah,
it's like, oh my god, there's one inside my apartment. What's happening?
Yeah, I've done that before too. It's always interesting to see because it's just like a random house, relatively nearby. Be like, oh, this person was charged with.
Do you think something? A good way of getting around the thing where you have to tell your neighbors that you're like a sex offender is like you also pretend you're a Jehovah's Witness and you just like sneak it in there so you technically say it.
Ooh. Oh, that's such a good plan.
Like a little,
and a lot of them are sex offenders.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Maybe you actually uncovered an interesting wrinkle in their whole thing.
It's in the fine print of the pamphlet that I gave you.
Mm-hmm.
You were informed. Uh-huh. Did you not read the pamphlet?
Yeah.
What do you think we're doing in the Watchtower? We're watching child pornography.
That's why it's called that.
And yeah, awake is what we don't want their parents to do and catch us. That's the other magazine. I don't even know if they make the Awake anymore. It was so funny. The Watchtower was always, the Watchtower and Awake were the two magazines we'd always like distribute.
Right.
And the Watchtower was like the bread and butter. It's the one that's like all about God and it has all the, I don't know, teachings about, it's very like biblical and religion forward. And then Awake was always like the supplemental one that would have like an article about like bed bugs or Eskimos or like some interesting thing about nature. And then obviously in tied in there, it'd be like, wow, isn't the, what are those? For whatever reason, I have one specific memory in my mind and it's, there was an article about tardigrade. What are they? The fucking little water bears, the microscopic little
I don't know,
it's
about
like a little
this.
Fucking it's a tiny little fucking living thing that looks like a tiny microscopic bear, and they're interesting because they can, they're like basically the only organism that can survive the vacuum of space, and they like almost never die. They just will go super dormant forever until the conditions wherever they are get better, and so if you freeze them in ice they'll just be dormant forever until they unthaw and they'll come back alive. Anyways, there'll be like an article about that bear, and at the end of it it'll be like, isn't God fucking dope for making something so fucking kick-ass as this water bear? Isn't that sick?
So it's a good magazine.
How about you have a Bible study and then don't celebrate Christmas anymore?
It's like, check out, isn't it so sick, the Halo lore?
Yeah.
Isn't God amazing for writing this?
Yeah.
No, they don't like Halo. I got in trouble for playing Halo. When I was interviewing before I was to get baptized, because you have to go through like three different like little interviews, which is so funny because for one, they can't tell you, they can't actually keep you from doing it because it's ultimately your decision. So even if you go through the whole thing and you don't answer anything correctly, you can just be like, I'm still fucking doing it. Fuck you. I'm getting in that water.
That's a participation test.
I try to keep me out of my modest bathing attire. I dare you. I'm getting in the baptismal pool.
Dude, you already know Beaumont had the stripy trunks. You know my man was wearing those stripy ass trunks.
I was dressed like those like bodybuilders that would lift the big circular weights, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Big Show. Just like the Big Show. With the
Macho Man,
like
the Randy Savage.
One-armed leotard. Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah. What were those two German guys? Was it Burnham and Bailey?
Click and Clack.
Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham and
Burnham.
Bo and Burnham, yeah.
Beaumont.
Dude, isn't depression funny?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
God. Is that guy still living? Is he still with us?
Yeah, I think so.
Or wasn't he dating like Phoebe Bridgers?
Wait, who are we referring to?
Bo Burnham.
No, he was.
He did date Phoebe Bridgers or something.
Yeah, I believe
he was,
so.
He was dating a
bunch of.
He was dating a monitor lizard, I think, from the zoo.
I was so sick of that. When he
Bo Burnham caught holding hands with a monitor lizard leaving leaving the sun.
Yeah, Bo Burnham caught helping to prostitute out an orangutan in Bangladesh.
Oh, just it's my new special, actually.
Man, that special is fucking annoying.
Now the orangutan is dating John Mulaney.
Ooh.
John Mulaney.
Mm-hmm. What happened to John Mulaney?
He's still around, isn't he?
He had like a fall from grace, sort of, where he like, because a lot of his act was like, yeah, I'm an alcoholic and I'm addicted to drugs. And then, but now I met like a Jewish woman with big naturals. And so I'm like happy and free of all that. And then he got it, like checked himself back into rehab and got divorced.
Oh.
And then he was dating Olivia Munn for a little bit.
Wow.
Attack of the Show fame.
All right. It sounds like a rise, not a fall. Mm-hmm.
Olivia Munn.
And then now he has done like two other specials or whatever. Say what you will about John Mulaney, I like that he puts on a show. You know, he's a showman.
Yeah, I understand why like his first special people would see it as cringe or like very safe comedy or like whatever. I think he's like good at stand up. I think he's like pretty funny.
Yeah, he.
I heard
he's a good performer.
Yeah, definitely. I saw him live once whenever he was. It was the material for like his second special, but it hadn't come out yet. Where it was like definitely felt darker than the first one, which is not like a hard thing to accomplish. But I think at that point he had already had the show and people didn't like it because he was trying to make like a really sitcom-y sitcom. I don't know. I never watched it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, he made like a sitcom. I never watched it, so I don't really know anything about it.
Because he was an SNL writer. Wasn't that his like claim to fame initially?
Probably. I don't actually know, but that sounds right.
John Mulaney sitcom. Oh, it's just called Mulaney.
Yeah, that's right.
Did it die?
Why do they all
die
do
on the vine?
They all do.
Louis
Seinfeld.
Louis Norm Marin.
Moron.
Seinfeld.
Moron. Yeah. Mike Moron.
Miles Schneiderhan.
Cat Williams. Middle school boxing.
Dude, I love Cat Williams.
I do too. He's so funny. He's got a new special coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched The Pimp Chronicles Volume 1 again recently.
So good.
Goated. He was talking about P. Diddy, alluding to P. Diddy parties even back then.
Yeah.
The piss thing, that was P. Diddy, right? Back Chappelle Show era where they were making jokes about it?
No,
R. Kelly. Yeah.
Similar name.
Speaking of R. Kelly,
Robert.
I was in Miami this weekend.
Miami.
And
did you hang out with some Cubans?
Did you get lip filler?
By accident. I did.
Wow.
I got lip filler. I got a BBL.
Wow. That's why you're looking so sexy today.
I got scrotox.
Wow.
But we were in the hotel and we had just taken some mushrooms and I was like, I'm just gonna do a little bit, I'm not feeling it. And I did a little bit, but they were so fucking strong, so I was like, I was cruising.
Oh god.
Later on I was cruising. I don't know, it was like homemade chocolate, so I took like a corner.
Oh yeah, you never know what you're getting with that.
Yeah
It's risky.
But we watched 2 hours of Trapped in the Closet, which I had never made it that far.
Oh, it's insane.
Oh,
it
dude.
Is insane, dude.
It
it's
goes
so funny.
Places.
It is truly fucking
far,
insane.
Actually.
It's like the definition of and then.
Yeah.
dude, it is so fucking crazy. But I just love, I don't know. I was arguing with somebody that was there because she was like, does he even know like that people are laughing at this? And it's like, yeah, 100% he knows people are laughing at it. Like, I think maybe it started off as like an ambitious piece of art that maybe he intended it to be different than it was received. But then by the middle of it, he's fully dressed up Norbit style as like an old man in like old makeup and a weird hairpiece. And there's like a midget with a gun.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's like, a midget that shows up.
In like a pimp in a church, and it's like he 100% knows what he's doing. He knows it's like ridiculous and
yeah
funny.
It seems like he just like leaned into it.
Yeah. And fucking Omar from The Wire is in there. There's a bunch of fucking people in there.
I think I've only ever watched the first like 45 minutes or hour or like whatever. He was hiding in the closet and then I guess that everybody knows about
that's
that.
So
part.
True.
But you know what I mean.
There it is. There's a closet.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say mushrooms. I was like, I'm done with that. I experimented with taking like a 3.5 grams or whatever before, and I was like, I don't know, it was weird, just not really my thing. But then whenever G from Lifting in the Ruins visited like last year. I'm sure we talked about it. We did some mushrooms and like listened to King Cobra's music and stuff. But
it sounds like a total nightmare.
one of our friends was like gonna have it. We had to go on a walk after that because he was going through it.
Well, no shit, dude.
Yeah.
Guantanamo tortured him.
But I was gonna say, but like I realized that I actually really like taking like 1 gram.
How much is a gram?
Half a gram to a gram and a half. It's actually pretty dank.
Yep. Yeah. It's to me, it's like the fun parts of what I used to get when I smoked weed, which was like,
yeah,
it's just like a very silly experience. But then if I'm on MDMA where it's like repressing my fear sector of my brain, I don't have to deal with any sort of unpleasantries in my subconscious that are like rearing their head. I like to take a shit ton because then I could just fly through the fucking multiverse.
Yeah.
Go hang out with what's the bad guy from the Avengers? People want to say Thor, but Thanos. He's a good guy. Thanos. Loki. Go hang out with Thanos on his farm.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm it just sounds like a lot at once.
A lot at lunch.
A lot at lunch.
And a lot at lunch sounds almost like a lot at once.
Yeah.
No, it is a lot at once, but not in the way you think, because it like again, the MDMA puts a little lid on the scary parts of your brain.
Right.
You're brave with the drugs, though. Braver than I am.
Yeah.
Me? No, I mean, I've only done do it with few, my little...
Yeah.
It's only the bumper rails of the fun stimulants that I like that allow me to dive into the... I can't do, like, big doses of psychedelics without it because I spiral. I completely spiral. I think, like, the worst possible thoughts ever, and I let myself sit
same.
With it.
Same, yeah. Though I guess I say that even though, like, last time we hung out, we like railed coke on a Sunday. And I had to work the next day.
That's different.
I mean,
that's barely a drug.
It's like a can of coke. Yeah, it's like a can of diet coke.
A couple coke of gay zero. Boys yeah. filling their noses sex. Up.
Well, white stuff. There was a gay movie that we ended up watching. A lot of gay sex.
This is the most. I knew exactly how this story was going to go when it started.
What do you mean?
I was also so cold. I don't know if the cocaine.
It was cold as fuck. It was like 30 degrees.
It took all the blood out of my appendages, but I was like, I'm dying out here. It's too cold.
It was like 30 degrees out, like watching a projector movie of like gay sex, artsy gay sex.
Mm-hmm. You're all art house stuff, you know?
Hanging with Beaumont.
I was like, I kept on trying to pop in Terminator 2. Transformers.
Remember 2. When we I really had to go piss and we walked into the wrong guy's apartment.
Oh my god. Well, okay. For one
Holy
thing,
shit.
How dare he have the door open? And two, he looked like he was with all the gays.
Yeah. He had the appearance.
Like, oh, you're telling me you're not with the gay party downstairs? Oh, I'm going to go pee in your bathroom. And I bet you'll follow me in, won't you? And then they're like, oh, no, actually, the bathroom's downstairs in the basement in a manhunt-style kill room.
Wow.
It's like a totally abandoned fucking concrete walls everywhere. The bathroom is, like, barely functional. It looks like Silent Hill-esque.
It said, like, no number two. And I was like, pal, I'm already down here.
No number two.
I'm not going to make this worse, I promise you.
Here's a toilet. Don't shit in it.
It's also weird that it was like, yeah, this little...
it's just
Juarez
the toilet paper.
Chicago.
It's the toilet paper thing.
But you can't use toilet paper.
Yeah, no, they make you put the toilet paper. You can't flush toilet paper in Mexico because they have shitty plumbing.
In a lot of the non-American portions of the world, you can't flush toilet paper.
Yeah, in China, they obviously have squat toilets. When I was there, which you know, suck. And like there's one time where I saw someone who had like I didn't see them do it. It was the after effects of where some dude used a squat toilet, but he had like diarrhea all over his feet. So it was like diarrhea footprints leading out of the bathroom.
Wow.
Jesus.
But they don't have toilet paper there, so you got to bring some with you, or you're fucked if you forget it.
Holy shit.
You gotta hire a boy.
Yeah.
I hire a boy to wipe
tiny
your ass
out. Paper boy.
More dignified. Yeah.
Tiny Chinese
short brand. Short round.
You have him come out of the
Okie dokie, Dr. Jones.
Just a little hand pops out of the squat toilet and wipes your ass.
Wow. Yeah, it's the guy that does it for free because he just loves being in the shit bucket.
Xi Jinping.
BioWare fan.
Whenever I had like an ex that worked in Indonesia for a little while.
That's pretty brave.
Yeah, very, very idealistic. But she said that they had squat toilets, and then there was like a vase of water that you, or carafe maybe even, that you like use to pour over your, down your ass crack. So like a third world bidet, basically. Huh. So it was an interesting combination of cultures.
I don't like that.
They just don't get it. What is it? It's basically like Japan is number two or tied with number one with America. And I guess Australia is fine too.
For what? Understanding shitting?
Exactly. Understanding bathrooms.
Oh, Japan's number one for sure. They have toilets that make noises so no one hears you. And like almost every stall ever is like a full floor to ceiling door. So it's like they understand that it's a shameful act that no one should be doing, but you have to do it. And so
for sure. Did we export that after we won the war and controlled them?
I mean, I think the idea of like a bidet attached to the toilet seat we did, but not like the proliferation of bidets in like public places. Using a public toilet in Japan is never, it's always like going to be an extremely clean, nice situation. It's never going to be like a nightmare. And I think part of that is because their Shintoism, their like weird religion that they have there, that is,
I don't know if it's weird.
The more I read
about
it, the less
I
understand. It is weird because I feel like every time I try to read about it, it never makes any sense to me whatsoever. Because all the letters are like weird little squares and boxes,
right.
And yeah. But it's like they don't have a core set of beliefs. There are like temples, obviously. If you've ever been to Japan, you like there's temples everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's like a very private religion where there's not like there are no doctrines or anything. But a big portion of it is like a big reason for why they are so clean as a people is like cleanliness is one of the highest forms of worship.
Godliness.
And so and so like they take personal hygiene and like community hygiene to be of utmost importance. But let's watch this midget really quick.
Speaking of,
it also helps they have a homogenous society. So good. Now pause the movie because what I'm about to say to y'all is so damn twisted. Not only is there a man in his cabinet, but the man is a midget.
And it just cuts. That's the end of this episode, right?
Yeah.
I have seen that before, dude. So good.
Dude, insane.
It's really a tour de force of storytelling.
Yeah. And
it's like
the
everyone's
pacing.
Cheating on everyone in that. Yeah.
It always builds and builds and builds and gets crazier and crazier. And then like it climaxes and then he just leaves you on that. And then you're like, holy shit, what's going to happen?
Masterful storytelling.
It is. And then,
I can't wait until he does a sequel when he's in jail.
Yeah.
Says it all from prison.
Trapped in the cell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting fucked in the cell block.
Speaking of innocent people. This is really a cock tease of an article today, but kept seeing
Trump?
Everywhere. Harvey Weinstein has a rape charge dropped, or his like rape charge was dropped. But all the article titles made it sound like that all of his charges were dropped and he's going back to trial later. But it's like one charge. So it's really disappointing. I thought they were finally going to free an innocent man, but God
that
for
is
me.
Very disappointing.
Well, it's been annoying because the Jared Fogle Harvey Weinstein podcast has all been remote for a while, which has been okay, but they really lack the chemistry of in person, you know?
Yeah, it's like whenever Cumtown banked a bunch of episodes before they went to Australia or something.
Their
heart wasn't in it. Yeah, they did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, dude, did you see that Hamas invaded a music festival in Israel? Crazy, dude. It happened today.
That can't
Is this a joke or... You're being serious.
No, it happened like October of last year.
Oh, yeah. Is that what, it's
like we kicked off all this drama.
Yeah.
So much happened. Drama on the scene.
Yeah,
so much
chili. It's been so dramatic.
Man, all those.
Speaking of, did you guys talk about the guy that set himself on fire, the new one?
Yeah.
No. We talked about this shit in general, but I don't think we talked about that guy, did we?
Oh, no. We may not have, actually.
Maxwell Azaro.
Yeah. Well, we talked about the fact that Greg threatened to set himself on fire, influenced by this guy, but we didn't talk about.
Wait, did he really?
In a recent post, yeah, he was like threatening killing himself. He's like, "I'm just going to set myself on fire," you know, blah blah blah.
These retards in the news are going to influence Greg to burn himself because of.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I start protesting. You know.
Yeah. Justice for Greg. No, yeah, I would never protest for Greg. I would protest against Greg.
You know, like hands across America, like self-immolators across America. They all stand online and like matches. They just dominoes. They all catch on fire. Yeah, no, it is truly we are living in a retarded age where, God, when that first guy did it for fucking Palestine and people I know, like friends were like, this is good. Well, this is good, actually. Like, this is based and good. It's like, no,
why?
No, it isn't.
Who cares?
It's fucking bad and stupid.
It does nothing.
And then this guy who was like,
he was pure schizoed out. So I actually like him more.
Dude, super schizoed. He was like, he has like, well, what was his main thing? He thinks that
everything's
the government
a Ponzi scheme.
A Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he watched one episode of Sopranos and he's like, damn, that's America.
a friend of mine suggested, if you go to his like main Substack, he also links like a separate, he links like this to another page where he wrote like this pamphlet. And he said we should use the title of the book as an episode title, which is amazing, by the way. It's called Dipshit Secrets of This Rotten World.
Holy shit. That is so good. That stuff's taken down now, though, right?
What about Dipshit Secrets for This Rotten World for Dummies?
That's,
you know, we write the book. The Companion. Okay. The Companion. Well, no, but what was it? What was the. We were reading this on the. It wasn't on the show. We were streaming a movie on the Discord. If you want access to Discord.
Yeah, I get mixed up what we talked about.
You were silent for like the first 45 minutes you were on that chat, by the
way. I was cleaning my house.
I haven't bothered, dude. The movie was muted, well, too. We
couldn't
even
hear it.
Oh,
people showed up.
It was 100% muted. I thought you were just doing a funny little gag.
No. Oh, yeah, I was, actually, yeah.
I was, actually.
No, I had it. I thought I would have it open on my laptop, and then I would clean up a little bit, and then I would join, and then I would watch it from my desktop, which is very stupid. I don't know why I was... Anyways, I had the laptop up on the guest bed playing the movie, and I was cleaning, and I came in and my cat was sitting staring at it just watching Solo, which is a good movie. We were talking about the fucking Maxwell a la Imperioli, the guy who lit himself on fire for Trump or for not Trump or whatever it is.
Yeah.
In front of
the court.
In the one of the articles I was reading while we were hanging out said bystanders heard pamphlets clatter to the ground as he self-immolated, and it's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, there's no way clatter. That's true.
That's such a
as somebody who's handled a lot of pamphlets and dropped a lot of pamphlets. They don't clatter.
No,
you know, they like leaf to the ground. They flutter to the
ground.
What
happened? What even clanks to the ground? What do you say? Clamp? What was the word?
Clank.
No, clatters.
What?
Clatter?
Metal clatters.
Yes,
maybe
if you had a
wood
bunch of silverware.
Clatter, flat pieces of wood.
Yeah. Like a bunch of wood chips with clatter, maybe.
That doesn't seem right.
Not even wood chips. It'd be too soft.
Hold on.
Maybe if you had like a lot of like thick plastic inserts.
Tupperware containers would clatter to the
Tupperware
ground.
Tupperware absolutely clatter.
A continuous rattling sound of hard objects falling or striking each other.
Hard objects.
Hard objects.
But the example is like the horse spun. The horse spun around with a clatter of hooves.
I'm gonna go set myself on fire in front of the New York Post to protest the incorrect usage of clatter.
Yeah, I think it's. I mean, it's noble. It's a damn dude. You're doing more than I am. That's
thanks, dude. Yeah.
Just thinking about all the Reddit comments I read after the Palestine guy. Like,
you know, occasionally Reddit will surprise you, and the top post will be like, damn, that guy's retarded.
Yeah, occasionally
every once
that will
in a while.
Happen.
Yeah.
I think it's just momentum. Like, if enough like-minded people get to a post earlier, then that determines like what is upvoted and what's downvoted. It's gets there first almost.
Mm-hmm. You should have to pay for the top spot. They should sell the top spot and you should have to pay for it. I think that would solve the problems, you know?
Also, what a retarded idea for a social media site.
What do you mean?
You press the upvote if it contributes to the conversation and the downvote if it doesn't. It's not what you agree with or disagree with. And no one ever followed. No one has ever done that ever.
Well, if they followed proper reticule.
They don't. That's the thing. They don't follow reticule.
I have made a principle to never downvote people because it's for cowards. Because it's like people just do it because something upsets them. Or they like, I don't like this. This make brain upset. Make brain mad.
Mm-hmm. Or they used one of the no-no words.
They'll ban you for that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Did you guys see that? I guess you can still search that guy's Reddit history, and
he posted on Red Scare, didn't he?
A lot of Red Scare posts, real schizo, like basically posting he's posting threads like what's your most schizophrenic conspiracy theory, and then he posts his, and it's like, yeah, you win.
No, actually,
yeah, you are.
As it turns out,
legitimately,
he has Laura Dern podcast too.
Doesn't like Bitcoin. Yeah, he was a QAnon guy.
Yeah, I remember he was a schizo reply guy, which, you know, probably like 40% are to like QAnon and Chapo, I think. People had screen caps. But yeah, anti-Bitcoin. He thought the Bitcoins were the Jews, basically, is what I got out of it. Not that I, you know, but there.
We dove into that a little bit last episode. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. History of the World. Haunted Carnival Edition is his
That's like a
clattering pamphlet.
That's like an ICP album title.
Yeah, that I thought it was the name of it, but it's the Dark Carnival.
Wait, he posted. Okay, here he is posting in Dirty Jokes.
Oh, we got an edgelord on our hands.
The Dirty Jokes subreddit.
Yeah, my homepage.
What's the joke? Let's hear
on my work computer. Yeah,
I'll read it. Okay, so it says
Angela's Gashes.
Angela's Gashes, some dirty limericks I cooked up in jail. Parentheses, to the not yet incarcerated or inmates with different lingos, CO means corrections officer. Also, I do want to apologize. I bit the very tip of my tongue while eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And now I feel like I have an insane lisp because I don't want to use the tip of my tongue because it hurts. But anyways.
We were all wondering what that was. So thank you for explaining.
Very embarrassing.
Also, this guy must have had like a 85 IQ to feel the need to specify CO means corrections officer.
Well, supposedly he was smart pre-schizo. I don't believe that.
Or he wanted to signal that because, to those not yet incarcerated, which is a subtle
prison
implication
planet.
That Grace we will all be fucking incarcerated. So he's done some time in the clink.
Yeah.
So
done some time in the clatter.
There was a CO who loved Snapper. Met a jailbird. She wanted to lap her. She put on her own cuffs. Inmate spread out her muff. Made her shake like a hit from her zapper. But our inmate was really a tease. She unbundled the officer's keys, slipped a kiss in a finger, said, "How dare you malinger?" That's okay.
Is that
and the neighbors became escapees. The officer, hurt by the quarrel, replayed it in search of a moral. Wretched criminal scum, though she couldn't help come, the root of all evil is oral. She angrily set out to find her. When she did, use her handcuffs to bind her. While erstwhile slaver, our erstwhile slaver, returning the favor, said spread 'em and bowed down behind her. The CO felt brand new elation, this moment her own liberation, just in time her repentance and a heavenly sentence, in bliss she died of suffocation.
Right.
So he's also a fan of The Last Male Poet, friend of the show.
I forgot about that guy.
Who?
Last Male Poet.
Oh, he's a bud.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying I forgot. I haven't been on.
Well, if he was a friend, you wouldn't have forgot about him.
Well, he's not in the Discord. He's not. I don't know.
He's kind of our own little schizo poster in a way.
He is on it, I think, but he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wrote he wrote a book called God's Leopard. I still haven't bought it yet, but I want to. Book of poetry. It's good.
Wow. Is that like
I think like my favorite poem is Shorty Look Like Rick and Morty. It's a short one, but it's good.
Can you perform it for us? I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
Shorty Look Like Rick. That's all it says.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah, it's good.
I did. I performed it. Yeah. Oh my God, dude. Okay. So we also posted this in true film, Barbie, a Proustian analysis.
Lisp really came through on that, on Proustian.
Mm. Oh yeah, I know. It's really, and then he also posted in you should know what a secret kleptocracy is. I don't think I do.
I love that his screen name is Koo Radley. That's a very easy way to spot a giant retard, is if their name, if their screen name is a play on a character of a high school reading list book.
It's so true.
I remember on Twitter in like 2016 or something, or 2015 or 17, I don't know, somewhere in that range, there was this like bitch who thought she was funny, who was like a writer for something. But her name was Boobs Radley.
Very funny.
Because she was like a homely girl with giant milkers. So she had to call attention.
I'm back on board here.
It's the personality that's the problem.
Or if you've seen those funny little Reddit account names that are like, PM me your tits, PM me your socks. It's like very funny. Mm-hmm. Fucking retards.
Dude, you know, they respond to a comment on Ask Reddit. And someone's like, good advice coming from you/PME your tits. They're like, you got me.
It's always a laugh. It's always a big old laugh.
You know, I miss the era of
kill them.
Early Reddit novelty accounts. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Those were fun. Joke Explainer was a good one.
Right.
Back in the day.
Rape Apologist was a good one.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah, all timer.
Probably Hitting on You was a big one.
Mm, right. Yeah, where you read a comment and then you read the name and you go, oh, ha, ha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you said was too. It's like such a funny joke where they're like, wow, thanks for the advice, anal cunt Jesus.
Yeah,
you know,
people make
there was
people who make their thing like Ted Cruz's what's the term for some, like, I don't know, Urban Dictionary stupid fake sex term that was like, it's anal foamage mixed with what, lube and
fuck, what was that guy's name?
Frothy Solutions.
So close to Frothy Solutions. It was it was that guy, that one politician that was like, weird ass discharge after having like diarrhea anal.
Right.
I don't know who this is.
Santino? Sanchez?
Carlos?
Santino?
Carlos Santana?
Sanchina?
Cheech and Chong?
Oh, fuck. Santorum?
Yeah. Santorum.
Santorum. Yes.
Santorum. Yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Rick Santorum. Oh, look at this. Glad we got there.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just John Stewart being like, oh, big words from Secretary Martian Suntan.
Dude.
Which, if you look it up in urban dictionaries, when you give birth on someone.
It's so funny. It's so funny, these made up terms. What's that? He's still around. He was like this conservative dude that really got in the news, but there were pictures.
Chris Pratt.
Baked Alaska.
Yes, exactly. Baked Alaska. No, he had like photos of himself working out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh. Hmm.
Speaker of the House.
Is it Ryan something?
The guy who said he liked Rage Against the Machine?
Yes.
That guy, those workout pictures are awesome.
Dude, I don't remember his name.
I dated a girl briefly who had a crush on him. She was like a conservative girl. I was like, this is insane. He's an insult to me, dude. Or yeah, I guess he is kind of awesome. I take that back.
He's wearing a backwards baseball cap, lifting like weights that you're supposed to use if you're in physical therapy in the water.
And they're very posed and they have very weird lighting.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh my God, what is that fucking guy's name?
Ryan. It's Ryan something, right?
Ryan Seacrest, I think.
Ryan Seacrest,
Yeah, no, I mean, he was like
Ryan Seabrest.
Ryan Seaman.
Right. Was he like speaker?
Probably Ryan Seabro.
No.
Ryan, yeah.
Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
That motherfucker got two first names.
Yeah, Paul Walker.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, that was Paul Ryan. He also has another Reddit account. Paul Ryan, yeah. Whatever happened to him?
He's still around, right?
Probably.
He's a professional bodybuilder now.
Very nice.
Wow.
Wait, do you guys know Savage Psycho Joe? Is that somebody you guys know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Of course.
He fucking rules.
Yeah, dude.
He's
Is he a lolcow?
Yeah. I don't know if he's like super popular though, but he's like
the bodybuilding crate, like the bad bodybuilding.
Yeah. He looks like he's the Pokemon that like Geo dude evolves into.
Golem. Mammy. What's the Mammy one?
Or Machamp.
Maybe definitely not Machamp. Motherfucker wishes he looks like Machamp.
You mean Golem? Like the big rock dude that has like a big rock stomach? With arms and a head and legs.
Wait, I thought Golem was just the small rock with the two arms. And then the one I'm thinking of
Graveler.
Has like, mostly has
Golmesto.
Graveler, yes.
Maybe. He has like paver tiles all over him or whatever. He's just a round orb and he has,
just a fucking
he's wearing
orb.
Like, he's an orb. And he wears like transition lenses. Like he's got the LensCrafter specials and he is apparently a personal trainer that only trains like big booty Latinas. And,
yeah, wouldn't you if you were a personal trainer?
Yeah. And he is always like criticizing people's like other trainers putting their clients on meal plans because he's like mad that they don't understand what they're doing.
Right.
But he is always posting pictures of. I mean, his body sucks. It looks so shitty. Like, maybe he's strong. I'm assuming he's strong because he is doing things in the gym all the time, it seems like. But he looks like absolute shit. And he's constantly.
Let's see
if he's constantly doing.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, he looks so weird. He's got, like, minus his face that apparently hasn't changed. He's got the Sam Hyde injection body. You know what I mean?
But with more of a belly. He's fatter. He has a YouTube channel. Okay, let me pull it up. But yeah, he's always posting pictures of his girlfriend in Colombia, and like he's so poorly photoshopping himself into those, or maybe paying someone on Fiverr to photoshop himself into those pictures. But yeah, he's great.
Did he pretend to be in the military?
Almost certainly.
Probably, yeah. He seems like a Marine.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah. I was an undercover ops.
Yeah, black ops.
Botswana.
I was doing I was doing gay ops for the Reagan administration.
I'm not autistic. I got a CDL. I drive the largest, most deadly vehicle on the road. Absolutely.
Base.
It's a great title.
Truck here is 8 feet wide, stands 13 foot, 6 inches tall, and 76 feet long. It got, at 60 miles an hour, it got some impact rate of 11 million pounds of kinetic energy. As a Honda Civic only got an impact rate of 400,000 pounds of kinetic energy.
That's quite
like
comparison.
A slightly more functional Christian.
Let me drive this rolling bomb missile that can kill anything on impact or go past three.
You know the kinetic weight, Doug.
Stopping. It's because the stopping rate is 900 feet on a dry day. That is on a dry day. On a wet day, I got a stopping distance of almost 2,000 feet, which is, I think, it's about freaking over 8 football fields. When you come in all that and you try and say I'm autistic, sort of think of those facts right there. When you're not even able to drive what I'm able to do. Like, if I was autism, I definitely wouldn't be out here. I'd probably be doing a lot more simpler things, having somebody drive me around.
Go ask Tony Chase can drive a truck.
Why are you on all these videos? He's never seen driving in any of them. Any stuff. Like, when he's been in a vehicle four times, he's I'm going to go somewhere else. But he got a designated driver in Miami or somewhere around fucking Florida.
Oh, you have a designated driver in Miami? It sounds like your life's bad, actually.
I don't look like him. I don't talk like him. I don't lift like him. You know, like, and stuff. And he's not even wears the mirror in my league. So why don't you leave him out or go fucking watch his damn shit? Like for this other stuff, like for you to sit and say all this shit, you got a problem with yourself. It's not me that you got a problem with. It's your fucking self.
Preach oh, it.
Yeah, classic, sir, this is a Wendy's moment. Certified, sir, this is a Wendy's moment.
And that's something I want in my truck drivers. I want them to know how much damage they can cause before they get into it and drive across this country.
I was going to say, I'm torn between that's the kind of guy you want in charge of driving the truck. But then I was thinking maybe he wouldn't be the best driver. I don't know. Maybe he would be a good driver. But it seems like a lot of sensory input. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay, this one is titled Rant in all capital letters, and he is in a sauna.
Look at his stupid face.
Fat trainers tries telling me ... telling ... me ... a woman can squat more ... than me ... No.
No. No.
All right.
Not never.
You know, this one trainer and stuff, he weighs like 350 and stuff. You shouldn't tell me about this one powerlifting chick that squats 770 pounds. There's one problem. This person out there and stuff looks like a fat pig on steroids. They had a belly sticking out bigger than a pregnant woman and stuff. The legs and all that look like a dog and a cow. No, I bet you, like, and I bet you, like, the sound probably went like this one for her gym roar. Probably went, like a fucking hog does right before it goes in the slaughtering house. He's like, who gives a shit and all that if they're doing 770 pounds and all that, if it's not even twice their body weight? You're like, that's not powerlifting, not nearly. And it's the fucking get to the fucking shit. You gotta get in the shit. You gotta fucking then get to crawl into the workouts in and stuff.
So true.
Uh huh.
To get going straight.
It looks like he has like muscle mass at least, right?
Yeah, no, he does.
Squats at 800 pounds. I don't give a fuck. You know, and everything stuff. I weigh fucking 205 and I'm squatting 500 pounds and stuff. Do the fucking math on that.
And stuff?
Yeah, he sounds like your little cousin trying to describe what Beyblades are best. He's like so excited he can't get the words out.
I love that someone's filming him too during that.
Yeah, in the sauna.
Yeah, Lifetime Fitness is not very happy about what's going on in the sauna today. Yeah, I love that guy. He didn't have the overdeveloped traps or anything that would make me think he actually is on the shot. He just looked like he has retard strength.
I don't know if he could figure out how to do that. It seems complicated.
Oh, he probably doesn't have a ton of money, so. But some guy in the locker room will hook you up, teach you how to do it, show you the ropes.
I feel like
teach you how to sell that pussy on the street.
I feel like the proliferation of steroid usage is a silly thing. Like, there's a lot of guys doing it that, like, to what end, you know?
Yeah, a lot.
Just to get humongous to drive like an Amazon truck or whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you?
Well, if they even
doing,
manage
you know?
To get in like really great shape and look good, like respect. Because a lot of guys that do steroids look like shit.
Yeah,
never really progress in any meaningful capacity because they're too stupid to like know how to work out or
so
like diet.
Just bleeding through all of their novelty T-shirts because of their horrible back knee.
So what happens if you do steroids actively but you like only kind of half-ass working out? Like, what happens to your body?
Paris can probably answer this more, but I think you don't get any of the benefits because you only get benefits like at the if you're performing.
I mean, you will
at a level in which it would
you will
improve, like, right? Isn't it like recovery time that it mostly helps with?
Yeah, but there is a baseline amount of muscle mass that you will gain just by like virtue of the hormones in your body, because I think there was a study, this may be outdated, but like I think there was something weird about this study because I remember watching some analysis of it, but it was like if you had three groups of people that they were studying, one did weight training, or sorry, four groups. So you had two groups doing weight training with steroids, without steroids, both lifting weights. Then you had two groups not lifting weights, without steroids, with steroids. And the what the result showed was that the group who didn't lift weights but did steroids gained more muscle mass than the group who didn't do steroids but did lift weights. But okay. I think there was something problematic about that.
Yeah, it's not a huge sample size too, like six people or whatever.
Like, oh, I mean, they're never that huge with the like fitness related stuff.
Yeah, also, they asked like, but I didn't take anabolic steroids this morning. No, but I didn't. I didn't do it.
And so there is there hypothetically like a benefit if you just take them?
Well, a lot of people do in one form, that's what testosterone replacement is. And so people do get benefits like mental health and like mood wise sometimes, energy. I mean, if you have like, if you're below a certain threshold, then, you know, it just, people get like lethargic and depressed.
Should I get on Tren? Is that my new thing?
Absolutely.
Tren?
No, I think it's like the worst one that you could do.
Nice.
it's the one that makes guys either fuck trans
it does do
or
that,
fat girls. People get really sexually deviant on it. It's the one that like can actually cause people like roid rage.
Psychosis,
yeah. And it makes you, it like raises your blood pressure, and you get this thing called Trentan where you just look red all the time. And
I want that.
That would look great on you,
dude.
Like a real white face with a real red, a lot of blood pumping into your face. Oh my God. That'd be awesome.
Immediately sign up for like scholarships based on my Cherokee ancestry.
You start chewing Red Man tobacco.
start chewing Big League Chew.
Yeah, my favorite football team is the Washington Football Experiment.
Wait, aren't they called something different now?
The Washington Trail of Tears.
They're called like the football guys. It's like the most
the football boys.
It's Washington Football rename. What is it? Isn't it like okay. So they are the Washington Football Team.
No.
Well, there's no way.
That's not what they are.
The Washington Golden Guns.
The Washington Redskins name controversy involved the name and logo previously used by the Washington Commanders. To the team.
Commanders.
Yeah, the team called itself Washington Football. Okay, rebranding in 2022. So sue me for not keeping up with current football.
Wait,
news,
so no, there was the Washington. No, you're right. There was a 2-year gap where they were called the Washington football team. That's insane. What the fuck?
It's honestly a sick ass name, dude. Like,
I mean,
the football team.
Yeah.
The Washington, like being the only one. That's just like,
it's so cool.
Like, what can commentators say? What can people refer to them as on air?
Yeah.
That's funny. Uh-huh. I don't know if it was that team or some other sports team that recently was considering or did change their name. But then I saw something where it was like, yeah, the leader in the local, there was some like Native American tribal leader that was like, fucking change it back. They were into it. They were like, yeah, the first coach was like part Indian and like they were American Indian. And they were like, cause we're looking at a dot right now. Sorry. Just didn't want people to get confused. But yeah, I don't know. They were like, what are you doing? You're fucking up our swag.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't like it would be one thing if they were like the Washington Redskins and every time they went on the field they were like getting drunk and fighting and falling over and like
they couldn't metabolize alcohol correctly.
Gambling and eating themselves into obesity while wearing like Deadpool shirts, but like they were like playing football. It's like, I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit I don't know.
There's
Who knows?
The Vikings, like you're
charge
like it's like a cool thing to be a mascot.
It's like when the last big Mario game came out, Odyssey, or the Switch one, and there was like a Mario in a Mexican costume, and you know all the journalists got up in arms about it, but then people in Mexico were like, this is awesome, this rules, like they all loved it.
That's like it's very much like a luxury beliefs thing, but like I remember the same thing with like Speedy Gonzalez, because like I love Speedy Gonzalez, dude. That was my guy.
Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, yeah, Pepe. Yeah, but no one cares about that one, obviously. But
I do. He's my guy.
No, I mean, like, nobody made him. Well, they might have cared that he was doing rape culture, I think.
Well, he's not in the Looney Tunes.
Was he doing rape culture?
Kicked him out. He had rapey vibes.
You could say.
Wait, what he did was, he do
He was. He would just be very persistent and say, "I want to make love to you, sweet."
Yeah, he was
cat.
Horny.
Yeah, that's he was
just,
very horny.
That's just game.
He was pushy. Yeah,
It's just Frenchmen.
Proto pickup artist.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember whenever Speedy Gonzalez thing happened, they like took him out of Looney Tunes, or they like removed something.
Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, Pepe Le Pew. There we go. We found it.
I remember hearing my Mexican ears on the ground were telling me that they were into it. They didn't want to go away.
Just tiny little him. Tiny little Mexican mice telling you what's up, running around.
He's like, visit me at night.
Speedy Gonzalez was fucking awesome. He was fast. I don't know, like, what's your problem? I don't
know.
Well,
it's
because
there was Sleepy Gonzalez. Come on.
Home Depot
was
Gonzalez.
Was there Sleepy Gonzalez?
Yeah, there were all kinds of Gonzalez's. It was he had a whole cast of family
Sleepy
members.
Gonzalez.
There was Sleepy Gonzalez.
I'm so sleepy.
There was Sneezy Gonzalez. He was Sneezy. I'm not even joking. I'm pretty sure there was Sneezy
really?
Gonzalez. Yeah, they were like
this
dwarves in Snow White.
Chupacabra Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Speedy Gonzalez family members.
Yes. Family tree.
Search Sleepy Gonzalez, and that might
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, it's a band. There's a band called Sleepy Gonzalez.
Hell yes.
Backshots Gonzalez. Interesting. I don't know about that one.
Wait. Oh, Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Oh, my bad.
That sounds like a knockoff Speedy Gonzalez.
He's a cousin.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. Jose and Manuel. I don't remember them.
How many are there? Are we looking at like
I'm trying to find a list of them.
Yeah, it's hard to find. They're censoring they're shadow banning.
There's got to be Looney Tunes Wikia. Goes down all the lists. All the unlockable characters in the Speedy family.
I could have sworn Sneezy Gonzalez. Maybe I am just thinking of the dwarves.
I think you are thinking about the dwarves, but Mexican.
Okay, all this says this says that there's only 9. I'm on the Looney Tunes wiki, and this is Speedy Gonzalez supporting cast, and it's Benny, who, I'm not really sure what he is. Oh, he's like some sort of fat cat. Then there's Malcolm Falcon. Then there's Pablo. Then Fernando, Daffy Duck. Jose and Manuel. Let's see, Jose and Manuel, what are they doing? They are birds that play guitar. Okay. Then there's Senor Volturo. I'm going to let you go ahead and fill in what he looks like for yourself. Mm. Slowpoke Rodriguez and Sylvester. So.
All right. Well, there's definitely one episode where he has a cousin that's always napping.
What,
I remember
that. Yeah, Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Okay.
What's the deal? Why is Sylvester and the other and Daffy Duck part of the Mexican family? They're unrelated, right?
No, they're supporting characters. Yeah, they're not related.
So they've appeared together.
Oh, they married into the family. Sort of
dating Bo Burnham.
They were at the quinceañera.
Yeah.
Bo Burnham dating Benny the cat.
Beaumont Burnham.
Bo Burnham seen leaving Mount Asia with Sleepy Rodriguez.
Bo Beaumont.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should do a sequel to his annoying COVID thing. He talks about being
inside.
Sad.
You have to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask playing the piano.
I don't think he did. I don't think he mostly sang about like
I'm sad.
I'm sad, dumb gay bitch.
A beard.
I'm just imagining what I think it would be like.
Yeah.
Speaking of so things about Bo Burnham, this article.
This was interesting. So this is it's recent. This is from April 20th.
On Hitler's birthday, no less.
Oh my god, on Hitler's birthday, dude.
And India loves him. Like,
dude, India was chiefing the reefer a little bit too much. High Court in India rules that viewing, downloading child pornography is not a crime. Should get those like stickers that say skateboarding's not a crime and replace it with viewing / downloading child pornography is not a crime.
That would be really good, actually.
The Supreme Court of India is hearing arguments from child protection organizations after a Madras High Court ruled that downloading and watching child pornography is not a criminal offense. In January, the High Court dismissed charges against 28-year-old S. Harish, who was caught in possession of 2 pieces of child sexual abuse material on his cell phone. According to OP India, in addition to claiming Harish was innocent because he'd never viewed child porn before, Madras High Court judge in Anand Venkatesh also noted that it was done in privacy without affecting or influencing anyone else. A defendant claimed that
a victimless crime, pedophilia.
The CSAM had auto-downloaded after he received it through the popular messaging app WhatsApp, which his attorneys maintained is not a criminal offense under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offenses in the Act and the Information Technology Act, the ITT Tech Act. Yeah, you know what? I will say that WhatsApp, because I have a few international friends that communicate via WhatsApp, which is very annoying for me.
Trashy,
makes me feel like I'm using an Android phone.
Disgusting.
Foreigner bullshit.
And it does. I'll be like scrolling through like my photos, and they'll be like, "What the fuck is this?" And it'll be because by default, when people send photos to in a WhatsApp thread, it downloads them to your phone.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
that's really not,
that is strange.
It wasn't child pornography, but it was. He's been like training to run a marathon or some stupid shit, and so his toenail fell off, and so it was a picture of his fucking disgusting toenail falling off. It's just in my phone.
Your toenail just falls off if you're marathon running. Like what's under going
enough?
On?
Yeah,
under enough like trauma. Yeah, it'll like bump up against your shoe or whatever. Yeah, your toenails will fall off.
That's
like
that's just wild. Why would you do this?
If you drop something on your toe, like that's happened to me before. You drop something on your toe, and then like it gets all fucked up and bruised under the nail bed, and then it like the nail falls off, and then you grow a new one.
Do you bystanders would hear the clatter of his toenails falling off?
Yeah.
Do you have to wrap it up while it regrows?
No.
But I mean, you probably your skin's exposed, right?
Yeah, but you get a layer of like callousy skin as it grows that it grows over.
Yeah,
it's not tape, like it's raw a, nail bed just, the whole time.
Just tape a potato chip to it.
You know, have you ever seen like a really diabetic person's foot?
Yes,
I don't know if I have. Ugh,
it's
dude,
it's rough. It's real.
Just like they don't heal. Like their bodies don't heal properly, and like foot injuries are especially brutal because they like don't have good blood flow down there, and so if you get a cut on your foot, it's like you're gonna die.
they get all black too, woundy.
They
get disgusting, dude. Ugh, awful,
gross.
Some of those sweet water boys.
Yeah,
their sweet nasty
foot.
Ass feet,
the sweetie bees.
I hate when like standing behind somebody in a 7-Eleven and they're wearing flip-flop, and it's like, what the fuck is happening with your goddamn feet? Like something, like what is their heels have calcified in a way that is just truly like I'll occasionally get the hard heel, you know, build up of a callus back there.
You probably
scrape
freaking
it
scrape it off. You probably
nothing
use,
but a pumice. Nothing. Yeah. A long bath and a
you're
pumice.
Using women's foot maintenance products.
A ped egg.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom has
ped
one of those.
No, I go to the mani-pedi place and just moan the whole time in the chair.
Oh, dude, Dark Souls moan it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just getting drunk on the tiny little mimosas they bring you.
I forget what the name of it is, but I have a weird toenail thing that I've had since I was like a kid where all of my, primarily my big toe, I think, has cracks through the toenail and they never go away. So even like when they're trimmed and they regrow, the cracks just redevelop through them.
That's very strange.
That's very odd.
Fault lines in your toes
and not my toes, my toenails or some of my toenails. Yeah, so I looked it up one day after just like, you know, having it for years, and it's like some sort of weird genetic condition that doesn't really do anything, but it's really fucking weird that there's just like fissures.
Wait, I have
toenails. It doesn't
like
hurt
have,
or anything.
Nah,
show us
really.
Show us your big toenail right now.
I don't want to see it. That is,
all right.
Yeah, no. I want to see. He can close his eyes.
Let me see if I can do this.
I have these weird ridges on my fingernails. Do you guys have that?
I get those sometimes.
Yeah,
on my
I got
thumbnails.
Them after COVID, actually.
Really?
Yeah, weirdly
weird.
Enough.
I've had them like forever, but they're worse on my right hand than my left hand.
Let's see if this goes down here.
I don't like this. Ugh.
Look away, God. Bitch.
It's just not the highest quality. Can you kind of see?
Yeah, it's not. Oh, I can kind of see.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see it? They're on both toes, both big toes.
You got pleated toenails.
Truly.
But it doesn't hurt or nice anything. It doesn't do you.
No, it's not really a problem. Like every once in a while, if I like cut it too far, or if I like bump against something, it sometimes can split a little bit, which is a little concerning.
Oh, yeah.
Generally, it's all right.
You should take him to the dry cleaners and say, like, I want some extra starch and really iron out these bad boys.
The one time I got a pedicure, I did get really concerned that the Chinese woman would judge me for having cracked toes.
They've seen worse.
I mean, they're going to talk about it.
They came here from
to
China,
their coworkers. But that's all they have.
The last guy who came in here diarrheaed all over his feet from a squat toilet. So I think it's okay that you have
leaking down
pleated, pleated toenails.
That's true. I need to send you guys a picture of this. Like, calling him a local would be a stretch because he's from my hometown, but he's a goofy looking dude. He's like really obese, like diabetic, and so on and so
Full
forth.
Full name, address, what is it?
I'll tell you. Don't worry. he posted a picture of himself getting a pedicure. This poor Chinese woman, his leg is like that diabetic leg that's like super swollen and big. Ooh, and it's like edema. And it's so it looks very balloon like and in the description of the comment he's like, I didn't ask for a happy ending this time.
Jesus.
Hell so yeah, dude.
Disgusting. Yeah,
king shit.
I've started asking for a happy ending at the chiropractor. Just grip it and rip it, pal.
Dude, yeah, it's you guys ever get a massage and get a little horny and it really worries you?
It always hurts too much for me to, like, no.
It hurts you?
Not,
really?
Yeah, I'm tense. I'm tight. And so it's always like, every time I get a massage, they're like, damn, you should do this more probably because you're fucked up.
Yeah, they just want money. People have been grizzled knots for all of eternity. And I think you're going to stay a grizzled knot forever.
We used to run around everywhere, though, so our backs weren't a problem.
That's true.
It's my shoulders that are mostly.
So you hold the tension, all that stress.
It's the
white man's burden.
It's the computer boy job. That's we're bringing in the money, and
I write upwards of like 4 emails a day. It's like getting to be fucking brutal.
I look at the same paragraph 15 times in a row for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. I wrote
an Adderall subscription. It really helps with
ad free Adderall.
Yeah, we're happy to promote Stimbox. So if you use code Western Promises, you'll get 20% off your first order fake Adderall.
People should be able to get Adderall like Blue Chew. There should be Blue Chew for Adderall. Should.
Yeah, you should be able to make it at home in like a little kit.
Yeah,
probably can. Just go to Arrowhead, the archives.
Dude, I want an Arrowhead hoodie so bad.
You put a couple of Andy's mints in some star anise in a toaster oven. You spread that out on a banana peel. You smoke that.
Yeah, it's Adderall, baby.
Yeah, you don't even need to send any emails. You can send them with your fucking mind.
It's wild that they gave instructions on how to like make DMT at home with like grass and shit. It's like, dude, who fucking like broke their brains following these instructions?
Dude, so I had a friend. I had a friend in high school who came over and started chewing on my cat's fucking catnip plant.
Are you serious?
Try to get high off of it. He's the same friend that like broke his brain smoking. Honestly, it ended up just being regular weed, like smoking too much regular weed. But he did have a spice phase.
There you go.
One time we drove to Virginia and he was like, hey, let's go to this gas station. I went to K2finder.com and I found this gas station nearby has K2 spice. I was like, no, I'm not taking it.
Was he mad?
And then we convinced him to shave his head. And he looked like a snake.
Wait, it was a good trip. Good friend.
It was sort of passive aggressive punishment. Encouraging.
This wasn't the guy that you stayed with for a day that was talking about. Someone
I've known. No. That's a guy I knew for 2 days. Like one day that time and one day another time. This person I'm talking about, I've known for years and years and years. Like middle school.
Okay. Looks like you. I thought you could. Okay, I thought for a second you could buy Spice K2 on Amazon, but I don't think you can.
Surely not at this point.
Advanced DK spray? Damn, turns into Donkey Kong. take a couple squirts of that and you do his down B move.
Damn.
I loved his down B move, just being fucking a rowdy, just smacking the ground, everyone flies around.
You do the thing where you pick up people and suicide with them? Off the stage.
That's a good one. You're
talking
that's
about
really
Donkey Kong Country?
About Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, oh, DK. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I never liked Donkey Kong Country. Could never get into
it. Oh, dude, that game's so good.
I, I don't know.
It has a fucked up art style that's like weird.
Yeah, I like that.
It really does. Yeah.
I don't like the gameplay. I don't like that kind of platforming. I just never could get into them.
It's like really slow and clunky, but I like it.
Yeah. A lot of ape noises. I always wanted to like it.
I love the minecarts. The minecarts are always really fun.
I like the idea of those. I really wanted to be able to do those, but I was too retarded.
I should go back to it. I think it holds up, like, legitimately.
Not the first one.
And they did make, like, sequels for, like, the Wii or something.
Two and
Tropical
three.
Freeze.
Yeah.
People
those are meant to be, like, legitimately really good. One of them is that I played. But
I read something about how the guy who did the art, or maybe it was even the programming for Donkey Kong Country, the first one, like, were doing, like, groundbreaking work, like, kind of id Software levels of manipulating underpowered hardware to produce like the visuals and things on the Super Nintendo. It's like really cool, like what they squeezed out of it.
Yeah.
I love shit like that. Like that stuff's so cool. Like the early days of computing and and video game programming, where like you'd read about early like Game Boy game. I think maybe even it was even like the first Pokemon game. They had to like call in a higher up at Nintendo to come and write insanely efficient code, like hack together this insane library to allow them to keep a game of that size onto a cart like that. And just, you know, like reinventing the wheel every time to make something truly innovative. Whereas now we have so many resources that everyone can write really inefficient code.
Yeah. Real developers don't exist no more. It's just pussies, fake make-believe developers.
Yeah. They're occasionally totally out there.
Well, I'm exaggerating, but it was pretty sick to like be so into that you devote like 100-hour week just to get like some really complex, insane thing that never existed before to work for a video game.
Yeah, just to do the fly attack for a bird cow Pokemon.
Just
getting divorced because you're trying to work on the animation for a a pacifier that is psychic. Anyways, folks.
Anyways,
patreon.com/westernpromises. As always, listen to our spiritual podcast sister, Revenge of the Movies.
Of course,
they're really doing.
I tried looking for that on YouTube. I couldn't find it.
Huh, I'll have to find it again. It might be hard because I think they had around 6 views or so.
Revenge of the Movies. I would just like Revenge to reiterate. Revenge of the Movies.
Wow.
Soon to be sponsors of the show.
Whole hour episode advertisement coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
We watch all their content.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Anyways, that's it for me.
All right.
Yeah. To stop.
Yeah. All right.
Kim Bu Xia Yu, Kim Bu Gua Feng, Tian Shang Yu.